we've been sort of pioneers. And the two comments I wanted to make based on that is that in practice, it's very curious to see that sometimes when we are considering a country, when there's a national institution, we don't get a contribution for them sometimes. And those contributions, they don't have to be very big. It could just be a document that's sent, or they could something done in a confidential manner, or something online. You can see on the committee's site, there's a flag, the state report, our questions, and then there are the contributions of civil society with a separate line for the contributions of the NHRIs. And sometimes that line remains empty, even if there is a NHRI that exists. So perhaps in the case of our methodology, it'd be good if we could perhaps go further. Maybe it's a problem of resources or internal organization, but that through the NHRI bureau here, I mean, since the schedule is known in advance, maybe we could perhaps facilitate things. It's not that there's no point in having a presence in Geneva. I mean, we have VTC systems, even though it's still a bit complicated with all the technical details, problems with getting interpretation. But in the past, we've had confidential VTCs, which were very important with NHRIs. I don't know if they were edited or not, but anyway, they were specialized, particularly in detention, places of detention, for example. So I think together we can go further in order to specifically implement our methodology and comment. As the chair said, when it was my privilege to be chair of chairs, it was my intention to include on the agenda relations between the NHRIs and the treaty bodies, since each one had a different practice, different kinds of NHRIs. I mean, there was some, where they wanted to sit, to the left, to the right, you know, they were symbolic things, but important things nevertheless. So NHRI is not an NGO like others. It's not a part, nor is it part of the state delegation. So recognizing that even symbolically is important, and also knowing how much time should be given to them in a dialogue, which is sort of ping pong with the state. Those are questions that are raised. So it'd be good to have a declaration, even though it's nice. It's good to have this declaration, even though I find it rather general. I don't think it implies reviewing our methodology, but for us, it does confirm what we've been doing. What do more on? I mean, this is a sort of question. In discussions at the time with the president of national institutions, the chair of the NHRIs, she suggested that an amicus curiae procedure be organized. And if the meeting of treaty bodies could address that issue to see specifically how, in a confidential procedure, if there could be a place for a statement from them. I know some committees summarize submissions that are submissions. They make them admissible to let us have those contributions. It's a technical matter. We see it maybe at the EHCR, European Human Rights Court, or a number of other European institutions are active in this respect. And it's a very useful contribution to jurisprudence, having this contribution from the national human rights institutions.
Proposals on the way that we can improve our cooperation. If there is no other request for the floor, I would like Mr. Ayat, you have the floor.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to commend the efforts that you've been making to bolster the capacities of the national institutions. I think that's very important. And we are aware And I note, and as I said, I'm a new member, and I've noted that this committee is very conscious of the importance of the NHIs. During the session,